Good morning.
Ready. Has arrived.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning, Jeannie.
How are you?
I'm very good. How about you?
Pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah. Pretty good this morning.
Yeah. Are you having nice weather today?
You know, it is. It's beautiful out right now. We went back up to, I think, close to 100 yesterday, which was not nice, but the mornings and the evenings are beautiful.
Yeah.
I think we're going back now. I think by next week we're in the 70s, so that'll be good.
Absolutely. A welcome relief.
Yeah. So that's what's going on here, weather-wise anyway. I think Hurricane Paula down in Cancun turned.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. I'd gotten an email that to pray to make the hurricane turn the other way because it was supposed to come in. It was going right between Cancun and Cuba.
Ah.
Small hurricane, though. 100-mile-an-hour winds, and I think it turned to a tropical storm, and it went towards Cuba. But I think they got rain yesterday.
Yeah.
So,
well, I guess a lot of people are there at this point, huh?
Yeah, I think it starts this evening.
Yes.
That'll be kind of neat.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to ask you about your journaling. How is that keeping you on track, or I don't know where it is I'm looking for.
Well, it's
arrived.
I missed a lot of yesterday. I'm just going back to see if I could fill in and start this morning again. But it's helping me an awful lot because, you know, it's like always with you. You find your without thinking, shoving something in your mouth.
Yeah.
And when I'm focused on the fact I have to write it down,
yeah,
it kind of ups your awareness.
Yeah. I just read a little article. I was just flipping through a magazine. I made some soup last night, so I was flipping through a few pages after that, and that was one of the things that if you're standing in front of your refrigerator with a spoon in your hand, you'll think twice before you use it if you write down everything that you're eating for that day, you know. So
right.
I thought, wow, yeah, that would make you think.
Yep, and you know, the focus is okay. I don't want to put something in my body that my body has to fight. So that thinking you have to write it down just brings that into focus a little more. Mm-hmm. You know, that it's do I really want this? Do I want to give more burden to my body or not?
Yeah. Great. I don't want to put something in my mouth that would burden my body.
Has arrived.
You know, I had another thought on that same subject, Jeannie.
Go ahead.
And that was the other day I was thinking about all together from, you know, different sources. I mean, I know about what it is from NUCAN, but I had not added them all up. I haven't still, but I mentally kind of clicked on it. When we're spending money to put healthy things in our body in the form of supplements,
yeah,
why would we be putting stuff in there that is counteracting it? It's like taking something healthy and then putting poison in, which is exactly the same thing. So I said to Danny, I said, you know, we're spending whatever on getting the right things in, and yet we're dumping a whole bunch of stuff in there that is just trying to make it impossible for the other to do the best job it could do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's a great.
Interestingly, I've seen sometimes on some of the sites I've been reading where at the end they'll say, and of course, doing these things without improving your diet, da 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 da.
Right.
So it's just reinforcing it. But then the other caveat is, like for people who are on cholesterol meds, they figure I'm on cholesterol meds, it'll clean up anything I put in my mouth, so they don't, you know?
Yeah, the opposite side of the way we need to be thinking.
Well, that's the way, that's the mentality of America.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, Nancy, was, okay, so we're taking all these good things for our body, and it does revert back to the years that we've had of, you take a pill, and then you can do whatever you wish.
A pill for every ill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I know, it's a double-edged sword, sort of, but yeah, why wouldn't you, and I'm as guilty as the next one. I don't correlate them. I certainly, my diet is certainly a lot cleaner than it used to be. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. Will I ever be? I hope not. But, you know, better than the average person, for sure. And there's always room for improvement.
So that's what I said the other night when we were talking at the preview. I said, you know, it seems like I'm feeling like I'm lagging on your diet. When we said, I was just using an example, we said, look at the number of people.
Cracking up a lot, John. You're coming through, but it's crackling.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I got my headset on, not right up tight again. So
maybe you should post it somewhere.
Okay, I'll move it back a little
better.
I said, it feels like I'm ragging on you guys. My voice is crackling this morning. To be honest with you. I feel like I'm ragging on you guys, but I want you to know that three fingers are pointing back at me, and I'm giving myself a talk in saying it out loud. I apologize if it sounds like I'm, you know, just dumping on you, but, with the number of people in the room, my statement was, with the number of people in the room, can you believe that this is representation of the city of Portland? And, you know, we looked around, and part of it was because I was in another city where there is basically one couple that is the strong leader, and there was, they had three times as many people in their home as we did at our regular average Tuesday night presentation. I hate to have to admit that.
Wow.
By far. It was just, it was like, you know, what's going on here? We've got the greatest answer that I know of collectively, and this is what's happening. Who we can't point to anybody except us. We're the ones doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's all a lot the same thing.
Yeah.
The transfer is over. To me, it is. It's a lot the same thing. When we know what we know, and last night we went in for a get around the table, Jeannie and Nick at Borders.
Yeah.
That I mentioned, I think just to you, but the other day. Anyway, the three of the gals that were there didn't stay very long. Two or three were missing completely. The other ones knew about it. Evidently, they said they weren't coming, and this is the first time I'd been there, and I took a gal with me. And just that lives on our property, she doesn't have a whole lot. She doesn't have much of anything spendable. And so anyway, she'd always wanted to learn to knit, so she had some yarn. I gave her a pair of needles to use, and we sat around, and a couple of other people came and used the table at the other end, and the other three left, and we were left with a gal that was mentally challenged, functional. She lives in an assisted living. She's 31 years old, but she just loved to be helpful. You know, I've got all this stuff. You can borrow my scissors, you know. And was just the sweetest gal. I don't know where she would. Well, her dad took her to learn to drive when she was young. And he said, I decided, and you helped me decide, Melinda, that we're not going to teach you to drive after one time behind the wheel. She had no perception of where to start turning. She said that was one of the things. And she had the diagnosis. I can't remember what she said it was. I mean, she was, you know, the things that she could remember, or the things that she knew, she remembered very, very well. Well, there was another gal sitting at the end of the table, and she just was listening and, you know, working on, she had a stack of books a foot high piled up in front of her. And I noticed that the gal came, one of the clerks came by, and said, would you like me to return these for you? Are you finished with them? So she must have been in there before. I don't think that would be, well, maybe it is a normal thing for them to do now. But anyway, the gal nodded her head. She said, yes, I'm finished with them. I don't know what the subject was. I couldn't see the covers. I wasn't tall enough to be that much higher than where the stack of books ended. So anyway, everybody had left. The gal had to catch her TriMet bus to get downtown where she lived, the 31-year-old. And she looked at the gal that I had been helping to get started knitting, and she said, I'm wondering, do you knit for other people? Would you be interested in knitting a sweater for me?
Wow.
And she looked at her and she goes, me? This is the first time I've done this. No, I couldn't possibly. She just shrilled it out. And so anyway, it was the first comment, and I won't go into all the rest of it, but it ended up saying, I said, well, you know, you can learn to knit. And she says, oh, look at my hands. She says, I can't learn to knit. She said, they are so painful. I just can hardly make them move. And sometimes I just don't know what to do.
Mm.
And, you know, could I ignore that?
No.
Could I ignore that? And I said, oh, that makes me hurt. And Diana just looked at me and said, because she's gone to two or three of the presentations already, and she just looked at me and she smiled and, you know, didn't say a word, just sat there. And, you know, if she had jumped in and said, oh, yeah, you know, then I could have maybe taken off. I said, I will have to bring you something. I said, if you come next Wednesday night at the same time, I will be here and I'll have something for you to try. And she just looked at me and she goes, you know something? And I said, well, she says, I'm taking Tylenol all the time.
Oh.
She says, I hate taking drugs, so I'm just taking it over the counter. And come to find out, her.
They've arrived.
He had lost his job.
Come to find out what?
Oh, her husband was a computer engineer. He had lost his job. They'd moved here from Yakima. They were staying in a motel city trying to find an affordable place to rent, and on the fact that he has, you know, evidently probably maybe some unemployment or something for backup or assistance, because she wasn't working. I don't think. Maybe she was. Well, not the way she was dressed, she wasn't. It looked like she had these, you know, the ones that are like loungy pajama bottoms, except they weren't flannel. They were like a slippery material with the elastic waist to the bottoms. Can't think what you call them. Like jogging pants, but not that kind of fabric.
The windbreaker material?
No, not windbreaker. No, it was like a jersey, knit jersey.
Okay.
Anyway, but it looked like she was in her pajamas or her night clothes, I mean, in one sense. And her husband had not been able to work for, like, 20 months. He had not had a job. Couldn't find, you know, anything. So they moved down here with the hope of doing it. And that was their conditions. I don't have spendable money to do anything. That's why the stack of books, and she was doing her, you know, whatever she was interested in, her homework or whatever. So anyway, when we got to the, I had a book that had been left on the table about recipes. Food, and it was a whole $3.99. I said, oh, man, it was Mediterranean cooking, and of course, most of it could be modern. Anyway, got to the counter, she came up there, and she said, she walked up to me as she was leaving, and she said, thank you. She says, I will make it till next Wednesday night so I can get in here and see if you've got something that will give me. And I told her I was going to give her a CD. I said, you will not, if you start to see some results, you will not believe it can become that. And I said, I don't know how fast they would come, but I would expect they would come based on what I've seen happen. And
it's arrived.
I want you to hear it from somebody else. And she, when she said to me, she says, I'll make it till next Wednesday night. I'm going, Let me do this. Let me give you my card with my phone number on, because she'd given me her phone number and an email, which I was going to give her some other information where she could, you know, do more reading. And she said, I said to her, I said, let me give you my card with my phone number, and if you get into trouble, you're not that far away. I mean, she's 10 minutes from me. I said, if you get into bad trouble this week, I said, give me a call. She goes, I will give you a call.
Oh.
It was like she doesn't have any decent days at all. She says, I've never had such excruciating pain. So, and I just, you know, my gosh. If we had not been sitting there, you know, it would never have happened.
Yeah.
Got to get out and around people to try and be an answer for those that don't know. And I even mentioned magnetic. She says, I've heard of it. But no one has ever talked to me about it.
Right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I keep knowing that there's more that I can do than what I'm doing. And it's, you know, with food, it's with, and I mentioned food. Just real, real briefly, one or two sentences. And she says, well, maybe that's actually something she was doing. I can't remember what it was. Maybe that's actually making it worse. I don't remember that part. But anyway, didn't mean to take so much time, Jeannie.
No, that's okay.
So, Char, what would you recommend that she use?
I'm taking the CM cream. I'm taking the Power Mag. I'm taking the Mag Boys because that's a little piece. And I remember too well the stories and the things that I saw. One of the first experiences the first preview dentist did for us was a man jumping out of his seat and raising his hand straight in the air, using his pointer fingers pointing, you know, at the ceiling, the sky. And he says, I couldn't do this. And we had a video on it because I wanted to hear and see Dennis's presentation again so we could duplicate it, because we didn't have anything that had it on, not even a cassette tape at that time. And pointed and showed us his hands. He said they would only go, he held them in the shape of a C, both of them. He said, this is as far close as I could get, this is as far open as I could get. And it was 22 seconds when our friend that was videoing, it was Denny's mechanic at the time, was videoing him, and he had laid them in his lap or put them on the chair or something when he stood up to point. And he said, I just couldn't do this. 22 seconds from the time that Dennis had handed them to him.
Mag boys.
He put the cat out of the case. He put the... Yeah. Dennis handed them to him. When he removed them from the case, he said, does anybody have any problems with their hands? And he held his hand up, and Dennis walked back it was only about two rows of chairs, the second row, and handed them to him and turned around and walked back up to the front. Our friend, Denny's mechanic, put the camera on him immediately. And so he saw it from when they were handed to him until he stood up. And it was 22 seconds. And, you know, you don't forget those things. And then the gal that I didn't witness that run the keyboard playing the piano while after, 5 minutes or something, 5-10 minutes of rolling the Mag Boys in her hand, she hadn't played the piano. She was a concert pianist. She hadn't played the piano for years. You know, and we're complacent. At the meeting the other night, they said, they looked around and they said, when Vance was laughing about, did I say yesterday, the guy that said he was in Bible school and how could he believe those testimonies on the CD? Did I say that?
No.
Vance gave mailed a young man at a distance a CD from a referral that wanted some information on the products, just generally, you know, and he says, I just send this one CD out, this one that, you know, got beautiful compensation in the middle. This for you at the beginning, and then Jeff Van Blerkum at the end, a 10-minute wrap up. And he got it, and he called Vance, or Vance called him, I don't know which, but anyway, Vance is good on follow up. So anyway, he got a hold of him, and he says, do you expect me to believe this? He says, that sounds like the miracles when Christ walked the earth. He says, I'm a Bible student, and you expect me to believe this? Dan laughed. He said, there's no way. And Vance says, well, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I was a Bible student, too, and most of these people, or a good portion of them, are my friends now. And I've seen it. I've witnessed it. And I don't know what else Vance said. But, you know, and I was saying it last night at the meeting, or night before last. And so, anyway, somebody said, you know what? That is so true. We're so complacent about these things that other people, it's beyond their belief system. I mean, they can't even imagine it happening that way. That there's something out there that can be of value to that extent to their quality of life. We take it for granted.
And they haven't heard of it, you know.
They've never heard of it. They've heard and they just, you know, they pass it off like I did the first time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm preaching to the choir, guys. Sorry. I just know I've got to do more, that's all. And not just that, but in the other areas. So I was listening to Betty when I came on about writing, and I am way more driven. I can't believe how easy it has been. I think about it still, to walk away from that really wholesome, healthy muffin or the slice of bread, because that's been one of my major crutches. And, you know, it was all sprouted grains and all that stuff. I don't go buy any balloon bread or even whole wheat-colored regular bread like everybody uses from the I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people use from the grocery store. That hasn't been a problem for a long, long time because I don't enjoy it anymore. But I can't bear
bread.
It together.
What is balloon bread?
What is balloon bread? That was the white fluffy bread that you could.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. You could take the crust off and use it for a ball. It would bounce like a tennis ball on a concrete floor.
One of my friends, Connie, she loves the crusty. She's Italian. Loves the crusty bread. She used to take all the white part out in the middle and roll it up into a ball and just eat the crust. So that's what I thought that would be.
Well, I literally used it for a ball. I would bounce it on the floor when I was doing a presentation any place where they had a concrete floor because it would definitely, I said, you think it does this on the floor? What do you think it does when you use that?
No, I love it.
Exact thing.
Yeah.
And it, you know, for a total ignorant audience, well, you don't know if you're going to a brand new place that, you know, you don't know anybody. And here I go, we were talking about using you know continually. You know, you know, you know.
I know.
You were talking about the white bread. Our church uses little tiny bitty squares of that for communion, for the bread. And you can't even, you know, you can't get it chewed up to swallow it. Yeah. When we went to homemade whole grain bread, and the kids were little, and I probably said this one too, first they weren't going to eat it. And I said, you're not going to tell me what you're going to eat and what you're not going to eat. You're going to eat this, or you're not going to have any. That's it. And so that was the end of that. That was the first day. They were like, well, let's see, in 75, I think it was, 75, Nick would have been, they were 5, 7, and 9. I think they were younger than that. He must have been like 4, 6, and 8. And that was Nick, the youngest one. And that spouted off to me because he was the one that was always doing that. And 2 weeks later, down at Denny's folks' place at the beach, she served peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on white bread. And Nick's comment, again spouting off, you know, what's wrong with this bread, Mom? It's squished on the top of my mouth. Trying to move his tongue at the same time because he always, and still does, talks through his food while he was chewing. And I was so embarrassed. You know, you think about the time lag, and it's stuck in my mind. This has only been 2 weeks that we've been off of this, and he was refusing to eat it 2 weeks ago. So, anyway.
Interesting.
You got my time tomorrow, Jeannie.
Oh, no, that was great, because
you have so much good stuff, and here I'm rambling.
Well, I have a recipe, though, that I wanted to tell you guys about. I bought from Trader Joe's a box of organic red quinoa. Ooh. And, of course, the box is really pretty, too. But I've had it in the pantry for a little while because I haven't been to Trader Joe's in a little bit. But on the back, it had, and I just so happened to have the ingredients that I needed for this, minus one thing. So I made this the other night, and it is really good, and Ricky really likes it, too. And I think it would be a great one to take to a potluck as well. Or it's called black bean, roasted corn, and avocado salad on a bed of red quinoa.
Black bean, roasted
corn, and avocado salad on a bed of red quinoa. That's the name of it.
The red quinoa is small as the regular?
Yeah, it's the same. It's just red. It's a beautiful color.
You have to rinse it also?
I'm sorry?
You have to rinse it also?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
And what was the bed of, what kind of lettuce?
No, on a bed of red quinoa.
Oh, on a bed of red quinoa, sorry.
Yeah. So, and it was just beautiful, the way it looked, too, because all the different colors. So, you cook your a cup of red quinoa. This makes six servings. It says serve six as a side dish. Well, we had it as our main meal. We had just a little bit left over between the two of us. Here. So you rinse the quinoa in cold water. It'll tell you that, too, you know that already. And then it says if you want to cook it in your favorite broth instead of water, you can do that. And I did. I cooked it in some, I used half water and half vegetable broth, low-sodium vegetable broth. You cook your quinoa, and when it's done, leave it on the side. Or you can cook it in a rice cooker or whatever you want to. And then you take the quinoa. While the quinoa is cooking, you combine a can of black beans, 15-ounce can, or a couple of cups of black beans if you already have them made, and 2 cups of roasted corn kernels. And I had organic frozen corn, so I just spread that out on a cookie sheet, and I stuck it in the oven.
Two cups,
yeah, and 1 avocado that you've cut into half-inch pieces, and dice it.
Okay, 1 avocado.
Uh-huh. And a pint of grape tomatoes halved. Well, I didn't have the grape tomatoes, but I have a lot of tomatoes. We had some Romas left over from salsa for the weekend, so I just diced those up.
How many of the grapes?
A pint.
Oh, 1 pint of the red
wine. Yeah. And then 1/2 cup of red onion finely diced. You combine those, the beans, the corn, the avocado, the tomatoes, and the onion. And then it called for a cilantro salad dressing, and I looked around and didn't have anything like that, but I did have cilantro. So I sort of just made up my own dressing. I think I used a little bit of rice wine vinegar and some, I think that's all I used, a little olive oil.
Okay, so what did it call for?
3/4 cup cilantro salad dressing.
Oh, 3/4 cup, okay.
Cilantro salad dressing. And then you add 1/2 bunch of cilantro chopped. Quarter cup of olive oil and the zest of 1 lime.
1/2 bunch of cilantro and then what?
The zest of 1 lime.
Oh, no, what was the middle one? Oh, or olive oil, you said.
Oh, 1/4 cup of olive oil. I just kind of, I did what Rachel Ray does, just around the bowl a couple of times. With a little stream of olive oil.
And the zest of 1
lime.
And then you can use some sea salt and pepper if you want on there. And you just stir it all up.
Not with the quinoa yet, right?
Yeah, and then you put the quinoa on a platter.
But all this stirring up that you just did, you get yeah. what you combined originally.
Right.
The quinoa is still separate.
Yes. Yeah, so after it says when the quinoa is cooked, toss it with a little olive oil and add salt and pepper to taste. I didn't do that part. I cooked it with some broth and all of that, and then you set it aside to cool, and then you spread it on a large serving platter and top it with the corn and bean mixture. So we just took our plates and I put quinoa on it, and I didn't even wait for it really to cool too much, and I put this on top, the corn bean mixture on top. And it was really, really good. And I found, I was looking around for a cilantro salad dressing, and I think it was in the, which recipe book was I looking in? I think it's in the Everyday Vegan. There was some type of a cilantro lime dressing. After the fact. This is after I'd made it and we ate it.
So, what did you serve with this?
I did some broccolinis on the side because we had those. Or just with the vegetable on the side. It was really, really tasty. Yeah, we haven't had quinoa in a long time, so it was really refreshing and delicious. And
you know, I can just taste what that tastes like because I made one that I've made twice since the first time, so three times now. That was, and the only difference was it was a bed of quinoa on the bottom, and I gave the recipe a while back. It was in the eating. It was 5 days without meat, and I haven't gotten even through all five of those recipes, but the two I made were just unbelievable. I think it's the current issue through November of eating. Eating well. Is that right? Yeah, Eating Well, I think is the name of that magazine. Anyway, it was quinoa. It wasn't red, but it was regular quinoa on the bottom. And then it was a bed of shredded carrots that were marinated in a little bit of rice vinegar. I mean, it was kind of like the replacement for your bean stuff.
Right.
But it was the quinoa and then that, and then what topped it, and I ended up putting the whole thing on a bed of lettuce, too.
Yeah.
Because the second time I made it, because I didn't have that much left over. I mean, the leftovers is what I meant to say. So I had a bed of lettuce, the quinoa, the grated carrots, and then on top of that was it wasn't tofu. It wasn't crumbles. It was just the tempeh that I had thrown in the, I remember throwing it in the food processor because I didn't even want to take time to break it up. And I could just pulse it a couple of times with, you know, half of it and then the second half of it. And it just made it perfect, like crumbles. And that was thrown in with a marinade to give it flavor, you know, a really distinct flavor. And Danny just absolutely loved it. So this I can just, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same idea, but it'll be, different flavors. So I'm really anxious to try that. So, you know, I'd even say if you guys don't have the other and you've got everything else in the house, just do it with regular quinoa.
And I would encourage people to use the beans because beans is one of the most important foods we could be eating, I think.
Yeah.
Really. I don't think I'm not, you know, the chiropractor says you should be having beans every day, at least once a day, preferably three.
We usually get them at least once a day.
Really? Good for you.
Yeah, we finished out the soup, and the gal came in that was going knitting with me last night, and she says, "Now, yes, I want to taste it." She says, "And you, I know I can smell it. You've got meat in this, even though you don't cook with meat. Oh, obviously, sometimes you do, and I can see it in here, Sean." She stood there and argued with me, and Charlotte came in, and she says, "She does not have meat in that. I'll guarantee you she does." I said, "It is not meat." She goes, "It looks like it, and it tastes like it." And I said, "That was because I put beef seasoning in there." And she goes, "Oh, well, that's the same difference." I said, "No, it isn't the same difference because mine's just herbs. It doesn't have any meat." You know, it's fun to really mess with people's minds when you start.
Yeah.
Because she is not one that wants to do anything that doesn't, you know, I mean, she's, no, I just like the way I eat, you know. I want to lose weight, but I just like the way I eat. So it's just, you know, it's just, I'm sure she gets a hold of something that she has to argue about. Anyway.
Hey, well, we got Thanksgiving coming up pretty soon, too, so.
Oh, there you go.
So we have a natural Halloween here.
I know. I was just thinking about that the other day. We were talking about what do we want to do for Thanksgiving. Last year we did a tofurkey.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do it again. What about you, Jeannie? What, have you got figured out what you're going to do?
No, I haven't. I just started kind of thinking, what would I like to make?
I did that the second time with that one dressing recipe that came down. That I think that was the one that came from somebody at Parkview, wasn't it, Nancy?
What was her name? Lou.
What was her name?
Lou.
Lou, yeah, that you sent. So it'd be a good excuse to send her, shoot her an email and say that I'm going to do it again. Find her email address somewhere.
I may have it up on the day or something.
The other thing I'd like to do is say, hey, did you come up with another idea besides that one? That one was so incredible. I think I'm going to repeat it unless you give me something. You can put your cheese. And I am serious, Jeannie.
Yeah.
Definitely serious tomorrow.
Oh, well, no, this is good reminder. I was thinking the same thing.
Well, yeah, Shaw, you said you're teaching to the choir here. At least for me, it just reinforces and re-stimulates the idea of what we need to do.
Yeah.
Well, and it's the same thing. When I say it on the call and it's repeated in my mind enough times, I do more that day, and I already know what I have to do today.
Mm-hmm.
And a good portion of it's follow-up. And, you know, I don't know, my brain's just clicked in. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but and I'm not saying that to be boastful, but I've had enough stimulation in the last couple of weeks that I said to Danny, I said, you know, it's gotta change. It's got to change much more than it has in the past. You know, we've been too long in too much of a satisfied mode on all ends of everything I'm talking about. I mean, my activity with my grandkids, all of it. And if there's a strong enough desire, those things that need to be taken care of will be taken care of, and I know that they will be. To the best of my ability, so.
Fingers are all good, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else have any last-minute comments?
I have a comment. I was watching the doctors last night, and something has stuck with me and is really kind of scary. They were talking about, and they even showed how long the intestines are and how they fit in the abdomen and da-da-da-da. And for those who sometimes have to have part of it cut out, I mean, it shows how little you really need to live, that you can survive with such a short amount of it because you have so. And I'm thinking later, did he really just say that? The intestines is where your immune system is. Why is he saying you don't really need it all?
Oh.
I don't know.
I think we better work on thinking of how we can hang on to all that we've got.
Yeah. I think we need it. There's a reason it's there.
I will. Meanwhile, today on Dr. Oz, he's talking about breast cancer and the in situ duct cancer, whether it started off, and that's all I watched, pro and con, should they be doing all these radical things, if that's what it is, or, you know, there's big debate going on how they should deal with that for those who are interested.
Okay.
You know, I'll add one tiny note on a little bit different subject, but not really, because it is the intestine, and that is when we were at the beach with the latest couple that we're working with, he had been using some other kind of supplement that he was taking in, and he said, you know, they even give you instructions, it's imperative for you not to do anything to your mouth before you put this in your body for the best absorption and the fact that you've got the enzymes. And I heard a little bit about that before. Hardest thing for me to do is get up, not brush my teeth before I drink water or take anything. And since I've been taking, you know, the stuff from Roger Drummer, and I don't think it'd matter what you were taking if you're taking stuff early in the morning, and put that in, I have quit brushing my teeth first.
Would we even talking about water?
I'm going to email Roger and ask him, because he says you do not want the enzymes that are active in your gut messed with until you get something down that is can be absorbed really quickly. Well, if that's the case, it would be even water diluting it.
Right.
And they say, you know, don't drink water just as you're eating or when before you eat. It should be at least 30 minutes ahead.
So are they talking about putting food in first or the nutritionals first?
I'm using Rogers because that has to be done on an empty stomach. You cannot have had anything to eat for 3 hours before.
And how much after?
And 30 minutes after.
Wow.
So the best time is first thing in the morning.
Right.
So anyway, I started doing, I'm trying to kind of clock things that I've, you know, seen, and so far so good, I'll tell you. I've only been doing it about 3 mornings now, and I'm quite amazed. Now, I would think anything that you're trying to get down there, you know, right off the bat, which isn't much because usually I take my supplements down with my food. So I don't know. Guys, got to experiment. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
I've run you over. It was just a last-minute thought.
That is a good thought. Thank you. Okay, everybody. See you in the morning, then. Have a great
day.
Thank
you.